We entered again the book of Vayikra, and he called out. And although this book, out of the five books of Moses, it's probably the one that's most technical, and probably by most would be considered the least inspiring, this is the book whose name is that God is calling out to us. And whenever I reflect on calling out, I guess because of the fact that I was so close with her, I always remember one of my grandmother, Aleha Shalom, one of my Bobby's favorite songs. One of the most special people that ever walked this planet was my grandmother, blessed memory. And she used to always sing a certain song, which I'm sure many of you probably is before your time, it was before my time too. But it's a song that she loved. I mean, she actually told me that my grandfather, Aleha Shalom, once bought it for her. It was one of the first things he bought for when they had a car. He bought a tape, and he surprised her with a tape of this playing in the car. It's a beautiful song called Indian Love Call, famously sung by Jeanette McDonald and Nelson Eddy. And so when Sefer Vayikra, and he called out, comes along, it makes me think of Hashem singing the Indian Love Call to us. When I'm calling you, will you answer too? That means I offer my life to you to be your own. If you refuse me, I will be blue, waiting all alone. But if when you hear my love call ringing dear, and I hear your answering echo so dear, then I will know our love will become true. You'll belong to me, and I'll belong to you. And that's the message of the book of Vayikra, and Dafka specifically, the book that seems to be so full of minutiae, seemingly uninspiring minutiae. It's to teach us that in all the laws of the Torah, it's God lovingly calling out to us. All the halachas, all the seemingly uninspiring aspects of Torah, no matter what it is, a story in the Bible, a law, we have to hear God's love call ringing dear. We have to answer his love call so that God won't be blue waiting all alone. The whole purpose of the creation is to hear God calling out to us all the time and answer back, which is what prayer is, our answering back to Hashem. And if we realize that all of Judaism is an Indian love call, all of Torah, all of our tradition is an Indian love call of God calling out to us, if we realize that he's offering us his life to be our own, then we'll belong to God and God will belong to us. And our passionate love relationship will consummate with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu.